Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Vukovic. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Fishlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Neil Heaton. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Heath. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Bill Almon. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Steve Kiefer. Batting 9th. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chris Codiroli. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a pop-up towards first. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan misplays the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. Thornton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Almon scoops it up and throws to first, with Codiroli covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Heaton, and towards Fishlin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lansford tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Tabler moves to second. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin takes first base on ball 4. Tabler moves to third. Bando moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Larry Sorensen now pitching. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0 for 1 in the game. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a pop-up towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton strikes out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Kiefer moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiefer moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tabler strikes out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Henderson chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Henderson. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorensen fires to first and picks off Bando. Two outs. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fishlin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tettleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fishlin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Butler hits a pop-up towards short. Kiefer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kiefer strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing second base. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thornton moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-2 in the game. Vukovic takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lansford moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Murphy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Warren now pitching. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fishlin hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Waddell now pitching. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donahill pinch hits for Bill Almon. Donahill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a pop-up towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochte pinch hits for Steve Kiefer. Bruce Bochte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochte hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Donahill now playing shortstop. Bruce Bochte now playing first base. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Thornton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Leeper now pitching. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leeper fields it and throws to first for the out. Carter moves to second. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Henderson takes first base on ball four. Tettleton moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Franco fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Tettleton moves to third. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-4 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy, who is chasing the ball. Franco reaches third base with a triple. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Mel Hall. Jeff Jones now pitching. Mike Hargrove pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hargrove now playing first base. Joe Carter now playing left field. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murphy moves to second. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-1 in the game. Bochy strikes out. Two outs. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Mickey Tettleton. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Wagner now playing third base. Jim Essien now catching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fishland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Hancock pinch hits for Mark Wagner. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.